Classic Business Philanthropy.
Well, from that drama, we go into an altogether different realm in corporate South Africa, and a great story in this week's philanthropy feature, staying true to very much an ethos of the business of being people-centric. Afrimat, which we'll know is one of the best performing shares on the JSE over the last few years, led by dealmaker CEO Andries van Heerden, recently announced that it's completed the construction of a second accommodation wing at the Kangaroo Home in Klip River in Southern Johannesburg, which cares for terminally ill and disabled children. So we thought we'd invite Colin Ramukubati, who's the executive head of HR and sustainability at Afrimat, to share a little bit more about how this listed champion approaches CSI. Good evening, Colin.
Good evening, Michael, and good evening to your listeners.
Now, whenever I chat to your CEO, Andries van Heerden, he comes across as genuinely passionate about South Africa, about this country, and he is one of the many CEOs who looks at South Africa and he says, we could be doing better, but he certainly supports the country and he supports grassroots sort of transformation through initiatives such as these. How has that culture permeated through the business?
You're absolutely right, Michael, about Andries being passionate, but I must say, some few years ago, Andries took the initiative of starting a sustainability department, where previously, you know, most companies will have outsourced those to consultants to sort of engage communities. We took a deliberate action as we feel this is a very important aspect of our business, of having employing people to be especially spending time in making sure that our relationship we have with our communities are working. And therefore, we go out there and we source all our, we make sure that we get involved in projects that make a difference to communities.
And you've really institutionalized that approach, as you say, by creating a sustainability department. Last year, Afrimat was in the news for that approach in an article about Wambungani Nkonyane, who is an HR assistant at your SA Block operation. Just remind us about that story.
Yes, as we've mentioned last year, that Wongane was an HR assistant and he started in a lower level, and he was a taxi driver. He's the son of a taxi driver, which we really helped him to empower him to study so that he can grow in his career. And he's still very excited being in Afrimat because of what we've engaged him. And he's just one of the many people that we're seeing coming up the ranks.
Now, how have you taken this further with your development and involvement at the Kangaroo Home in Klip River?
So, yes, again, it was another story by our own employee by the name of Teresa Sneeman, who used to visit Kangaroo on a personal capacity, and she felt so touched by that home, which they didn't have enough facilities. They were bombarded by the number of requests coming from police about abandoned kids who are disabled. Imagine these are the kids who are like being thrown away by parents because they are being disabled. And as their number was growing, they just needed to see their home being extended. And when she came to us and suggested the project, I mean, we also felt so touched and close to it. And we just couldn't resist but to get involved in the project.
So, and what have you done? I believe you've helped develop a new wing of the project.
Yeah, so they're basically building this. It's almost like a sun ray kind of a structure where they've got different wings, and they've been looking for sponsors to help them build up each wing. And this is like a state of the art design. Just to let you know that this is like a design from Germany where they're wanting to make sure that these kids that end up being there, they're comfortable. So we came in and we've built this wing where now they can add additional, I think, about 40 kids into the home because of our wing. So we are very excited about that.
Well, Colin, it really excites me to see South African corporates giving back to communities where there really is a very little quid pro quo in this. It is one of those examples of inspirational corporates. So well done. Keep up the great work. And we'll certainly be chatting to Andries about this as well at the next results announcements. That was Colin Ramukubati, the executive head of HR and sustainability at Afrimat, with a really compelling example of businesses giving back in mining.